Anything can be great, but us. Will it is the question.
I don't know. I'm tired of horsing around here.
Oh, man. Here we go with the bad puns. It's day five.
Day five. Yep. It's time to warm them up. Hey, guess
and
what?
And speaking of talking to Mooney about...
You know, be careful what you wish for you may get it. And we our wish this morning. Our 8:15 didn't show up. So we're still talking to Mooney.
And good morning again.
Good morning again. Welcome. Glad to have you back.
And let's talk about Mooney literally coming back to life. I mean, the plane's been out of production for how many years?
Almost 5.5 years.
Okay.
Wow.
Since we produced our last new Mooney.
And now we're doing it again.
We are. We started actually last year, delivered several airplanes, and this year I think the total count's up to 16.
Well, hey. I would assume that the Mooney owners are a very devout group. So they must be very excited about the possibility of maybe trading in for a new one.
The Mooney faithful are by far is our biggest asset in the industry, and they are the faithful. Not quite a cult following, but you know, in Texas we had this guy named David Koresh. But anyway, that's another story.
That's a whole nother thing, and yeah, you don't want to say you're a Mooney because that has a whole nother connotation to it.
But the faithful are the group that we strive every day to please, as well as bring out new and cool products.
Well, they've got to be breathing easier, too, because now their parts supplier is back in business. And there's a few things worse than having an airplane needing a widget that nobody has.
Even though Moonies are extremely durable, and of the 11,600-odd airplanes that we produced over the last 60 years, well over 7,000 are still flying. That's a testament to the durability and the support needs of the fleet.
You got one laying around you're not using?
Several.
Uh-oh.
Here's
the salesman in him just turned on.
Yeah, there we go. Here we come with tools. We'll just take, whatever's laying around in a corner, and we'll have some fun with that.
When you decided to restart the production lines, were you able to get back a lot of the employees you already had, or did you have to start over, or a mix?
The Kerrville community, where we're located in Kerrville, Texas, is a devout region with a long aviation history. So even though the employee base went down to 8 or 9, we still had a readily available skill set in the Hill Country. So of the 147 employees we have now, 80 are returning employees.
Oh, that's really good.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you've got new technology coming here, not just with the computer design and that part of it all, but you're talking carbon fiber. You're going to have a heck of a training program going here to handle that.
Nah, they're just going to hire people from Boeing.
Well, in fact, our Kerrville, Texas is our manufacturing headquarters, and then we maintain the M20 production line over there. And then the new 3D digital technology we put in to the new facility in Chino, California. And so here today we have 70 employees in Chino, California. Yeah, it's actually independent to M29's in Kerrville program. And so the majority workforce, they are engineers. And then we use this workforce to develop the M10 program in Chino.
Now, the new airplane, the M10, which is not in production yet or is in prototype, whatever, is that going to be the same basic Mooney mission, 4-place, travel fast?
Well, we are not going to have the M10, M4 outperform the M20s. And then so the capacity-wise, it can hold 3 people, not 4. Yeah, and then it's not going to fly as fast as M20. It's not going to fly as far as fast. It's more like designed for intermediate and from the provincial training, to carry training pilots into high performance. Hope that someday that they will be able to graduate from M10 and then be able to own and enjoy the M20.
Well, I kind of like that idea. I also like the idea that you basically have a 2-place with a really decent cargo capability. So you could fly to Oshkosh and bring more than a tent and a half a sleeping bag.
Well, the industry average for 4-place airplanes per mission is 1.3 passengers. So single pilot and every third mission, you take a second person. That's the industry average. So there's really no downside to having a 2+1 or a 2 with, large cargo
with a large
space.
Suitcase, yeah, a big trunk.
Or your horse.
Well, if you're in Texas, yeah, you got to take all those weapons with you.
That's what we do.
When you project this new one to be rolled out, I mean,
Well, we are in the FAA Part 23 certification program, and then the program start rolling earlier about February this year, and then we hope to get our certification by about 2017, quarter three of 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's an aggressive schedule, but I think we feel confident that we can make it. And then so we will hope to deliver M10s in 2017.
Okay, so we can expect to see them here at Oshkosh 2017, or maybe sneak one in a little earlier? They're keeping it close to their chest.
I can't say I blame them. They're stepping into new territory here with a great idea. It's going to be something special.
Hey, maybe we can start the new ad campaign.
Maybe.
Mooney M10, don't leave Hove without it. Yeah. Or has that been done?
or better yet, Mooney, endorsed by Digital Dave and Fast Eddie.
Never sell any of them do that.
We'll end up stuck with them.
I'll get a t-shirt for sure.
There you go. When I fly, I always fly Mooney.
There you go.
The most interesting pilot in the world, right?
Say, you have openings for ad people by any chance? We have no experience.
Really bad ones?
But we're quick learners.
I was going to say, do you know any?
Yeah, no.
No, not at all.
So what is your current production rate, your current plan for production? Are you building to order more or less or what?
No, the production line is in a rate production posture. The tax cycle or the production cycle is 1.5 airplanes a month right at the moment.
That's a lot of airplanes.
Well, considering 2 years ago it was zero, yeah, that's a 250% increase. But we are keeping up on sales. The market, I think we all could admit, could be better. But right now, everything on the production line is sold. And so we'll just see how it progresses.
Wow, you got a lot of excited people out there. That's fantastic.
Anytime we're delivering new airplanes, we're excited.
Hey, let me change gears just a second. On the new M10, are you guys thinking about putting a ballistic chute in it like Cirrus did? Come on, go after Cirrus. Cirrus needs some competition. Well, just kidding.
It's still under development. So no matter it's a BIS system or no matter other device, whatever it takes can make our airplane safer, and we will consider using it.
Okay, so it's definitely on the table.
We have a safety record second to none in the four-place high-performance business, and I think you can be assured that we're not going to give up that mantle.
Okay, good. Read that, yes.
Well, you know, here's a question that pops to my mind, and this is completely, it's not related.
It's amazing that any questions pop to your mind.
You'd be surprised what pops into my head some days.
No.
You have a plant and manufacturing facility in Kerrville, and you've just opened another facility over in Chino, California. My question is, why have two facilities when it's more efficient under one roof?
Well, we renamed ourselves from Mooney Aviation to Mooney International, and so it comes with a mission. Yeah, so Mooney been well known in the United States, and then the majority of our customer is in the domestic United States. And so we would like to extend our marketplace, you know, international-wide. Yeah, so especially for the Asian market, which is a fast-growing
right now. Well, China's exploding, yeah.
It is, yeah. So EMI International-wide, with a facility in Kerrville, Texas, this is good for manufacturing. But for outreach, I think Coast 9, especially West Coast, yeah, will be more the better choice. So, in fact, it's not only two locations we currently have, the Kerrville, Texas, Chino, California. We opened a new office in Beijing, China, to do the marketing and sales over there. And so and another reason for opening the Chino location is the engineering workforce to attract the right people. As you mentioned, Boeing, Raytheon,
They're all out there. Yeah,
yeah, right. And then Lockheed Martin and stuff, they all based in Southern California, so which is quite convenient for us, to get the right development tool.
He just wanted to go surfing.
Well, not only that, but he wanted to be close to the Plains of Fame Air Museum.
Oh, so. Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Exactly.
Can't blame him at all.
Well, I want to thank you guys for hanging in there with us. It's very interesting.
Yeah, we appreciate
that. Mooney's are such a cool airplane. Cool airplane. I can't wait to see this new composite one come out. that's going to be something.
We're going to look forward to seeing your prototype next year, that's for sure.
And you're always welcome in Kerrville, Texas. Come on down and get some real barbecue.
There you go. There you go. All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.